Nigeria's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Geoffrey Onyema, says this is because airports in Sudan are inoperable due to an ongoing civil war in the country. Fighting erupted about a week ago between the Sudanese army and a paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, over who would assume leadership of the military. The United Nations says more than 400 people have been killed and thousands wounded amid fears of a worsening humanitarian disaster. The Nigerian government says it has been given the cost estimate and details of about 5,500 Nigerian students in Sudan who are trapped and are ready for evacuation. It's unclear when the rescue operations will commence, but Nigeria's embassy in Khartoum, the Sudanese capital, has advised students who make up about 80% of stranded persons to stay indoors while rescue operations are firmed up. Tassim Akendi, Jos.